This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you very much for finding your way to another Tag Team podcast. We are playing catch up still, sharing some highlights from what's happened on the show over the last 3 months with some new content on the horizon. For now, a bit of a story about Valentine's Day from their February 13 show.
It's been a big morning so far.
It has been such a big morning. I forgot to do the traffic report, Harry, didn't I? Completely plumb forgot. I've only been doing it for 3 years, every half an hour for 3 years, but completely forgot to do it. Anyway, I won't do a full thing, but I'm just going to tell the good people on the Monash Freeway that it is a world of pain out there because there has been a serious accident around Springvale Road, so 2 lanes are closed. So if you can avoid getting on it at all, give that a bash because it's 83 minutes now from start to finish.
So
that is not a good day. But I'll tell you what is a good day, February 14th.
Valentine's Day.
Valentino Day. Good for if you're loved up, great if you're not.
Yeah, it's just a good day all round, really.
Over the years, I've started to feel that single people are really trying to steal Valentine's Day. You know how on Valentine's Day there's a lot of, Single Awareness Day, that's a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Galentine's Day, where you hang out with your gals.
I love Galentine's Day.
You know what I say? It's not about you. It's not about you. It's about Valentine's, okay?
All right, Saint
anyway, Val. I'm done. Play a song.
What are you going to be doing for Valentine's?
Well, we're going to go out to a very fancy restaurant.
Oh, does it have a buzzer and you collect the food yourself?
It does. That's where we're going. Yeah. So that when I, Reed and I went on our first ever date, I took him to a restaurant that I thought was pretty, I actually thought it was fancy. He was like, do you have anywhere in mind? And I said, actually, I do know a little somewhere. And it turned out that it was a chain restaurant, an Italian chain restaurant. And you got given a buzzer. So it was good because we didn't have to mix up the bill. You know what I mean? Like he could pay his buzzer.
What?
I could pay my buzzer.
What?
Well, it's good, you know, because
you didn't pay for his meal on the first day.
No, we went Dutch, which is ironic, actually, because there's a lot of these restaurants in Amsterdam, where I was recently, which is Dutch. So anyway, we're going to go back there as a romantic thing.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's funny. I'm not sure what Reed thinks.
I wouldn't
be going.
I'm hoping
he enjoys it.
I wouldn't be going.
That's a gag. You know, I'm funny. I'm a gag.
Yeah, but is the gag that you got to pay for both meals or is it still going to be separate?
Yeah, that's the joke. Yeah. Yeah. We'll be good though because sometimes he really rides up the bill. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
You know me.
A lobster and a glass of champers.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm just having, you know, the complimentary
a water and a side salad.
Water. Exactly, Harry. Yeah. You know me.
I know you.
You
exactly.
know me.
0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. We want to know what you're up to for Valentine's Day and you could win a prize.
That's right. Speaking of romance, we've got a double prize to Dita Von Teese, The Art of the Tease at the Palais Theatre. Iconic burlesque icon Dita Von Teese is returning to Melbourne on March 1st to the Palais Theatre with her incredible new show, The Art of the Tease. The Art of the Tease will showcase an evening of glamour and seduction as only the Queen of Burlesque can. The Art of the Tease tour brings together a number of new acts never before seen in Australia, including Lazy, it's an interesting name for it, and an all-new ballet-themed act, Swan Lake Striptease. It is on Thursday, March 1st at the Palais at 8:30, and that's thanks to Estella PR. So if you've not won a prize in the last 7 days and you are romantic at heart, or if you're not, get in touch, hit up the
that
prize.
That is a cracking prize, to be fair. 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. We just want to know what you're doing. And if you just text in and say, I'm not doing anything, you still entered into the prize.
If you're a bit of Betty, absolutely come and get your prize. Turn that frown upside down. And Harry, when we come back, you're going to tell us about your plans. And spoiler, guys, it's horrific.
Hunter!
You're on the tag team, aren't you?
And we've had some messages.
Oh, have we?
We have. We've had one from Colette that says she's having an ENT today surgery. That's up the nose surgery. So for Valentine's, she will be on painkillers in a blur.
Oh, well, maybe that's just the only way to get through it, Colette, you know?
Yeah.
In a painkiller blur.
Painkiller blur, yes.
Yeah, it's very romantic, though. Well done. That's a good one.
We've had another message in from a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, great. Long-time, first-time.
And they say, terrible news, tag team. My boyfriend is taking me to a chain Italian restaurant, and I think he'll make me pay for my own buzzer. That's very similar to yours, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's very similar to yours. Wow.
Is it from Reed, really?
Yeah.
You absolute flog, Reed. You should be so lucky to get taken to that restaurant, by the way.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could name it. We can't name it, but I wish I could name it. Just so people knew that I really am a very highfalutin man.
Definitely not. If it's got a buzzer, there's no highfalutin.
No, that's not how the saying goes. It's got a buzzer on a winner. That's the saying.
Yeah. And Anne just texted in as well, and she said that she has friends come for dinner on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's a good way to do it too, isn't it? Make it all friendly with everyone. So it doesn't have to be necessarily romantic. It can be about the friends. Yep. They're all great ideas, Harry. Why don't you tell the good people what you've got planned with your girlfriend?
So it's our third Valentine's Day.
Beautiful.
So we're really excited.
It is sort of, sorry to interrupt, but Valentine's Day really is a law of diminishing returns, isn't it? Like you go hard the first one, you might go hard the second one, or maybe the first five are great, then it's all downhill from there. But you're still at number three, so you're still right up there going your max effort.
Really am. So we are off down for a very romantic meal cooked by my dad with my stepmom and my little brother.
Okay. Do they run a fancy restaurant somewhere?
No. No, we're just... it's also my stepmom's birthday.
Oh.
So we're going to go and hang out with them. And it doesn't sound romantic, but I feel like the romance will kick in when we get home.
Right. Okay, sure. So Valentine's Day for you and Holly is really going to kick off at what, 11:30 p.m. on the night of? Yeah. Is your dad like a pretty romantic guy? Is he going to like maybe put some rose petals around everywhere or...?
Probably not. He'll be in his board shorts on the Barbie.
We've spoken to your little brother on the show before. He once upon a time lost his python in the house. So that's quite romantic. You could be just sitting on the couch with Holly and find a little children's python slithering around amongst you. Oh, Holly. You'd say, oh, not at dad's, darling. Not at dad's. Not at dad's.
No.
Shin will shed my skin and let's get started.
If you like that Tag Team podcast episode, make sure you do subscribe to the Tag Team on iTunes. Rate and review so more people can find out about us. Head to Tag Team's Facebook page, fb.com/thetagteamjoy. And remember to like them and keep tabs on what's happening. Do share whatever you can with your mates so more people can find out about Harry, Hunter and Dave and how good looking they are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.